I won't assume the worst is true. Do the best that I can do.
Some have suggested that as a helpful thought to consider about others, that they were doing the best they could. Amy Grant, greet the day, WWIB. On the WIB Wake Up Show, little rain and possible severe storms tomorrow is what that's even made its way into the news. Jason Cans, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I was so nervous that we weren't going to have enough moisture this year. And it sure has not proven that to be the case.
Yeah, right. So. Oh, it seemed dry right after the lack of snow for the winter.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but we just regular rainfalls, and I don't remember such regular rainfalls in quite a while.
So. Yeah, well, we're going to... So I was supposed to do a high school softball game tomorrow, the regional semifinal, but then they're bumping it up a day, wisely probably, because it looks like some of this rain's going to basically just be in the morning and then after midnight again. But sure. Yeah, tomorrow kind of rainy. So, all right, my thought this morning, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. I mean... pretty uneventful, but I got to have breakfast with you.
Yeah, thank you.
So, I mean, other than that, not a lot going on.
It was kind of like the Halversons and the Kansas getting together.
It was. Good contingent. Heather actually came, which was kind of fun. So, yeah.
Speaking of which, marriage. So my wife and I, we traveled to Rockford, Minnesota yesterday, where she was sharing on Teamwork Africa, and the pastor was away. It was the United Presbyterian Church there, and so they had me fulfilling different pastoral duties. You know, with the service. And so it's a wonderful, supportive congregation of some of the work we've done. I think that, they've supported clean water and some other things. And Peggy gave an update. But, you know, that gives you lots of time to converse as a married couple, right? 2 hours there, 2 hours back.
Yeah, it sure does.
And have you ever had this, like, where you feel like maybe you want to bring something up maritally, but you hesitate because it's sort of like cliff diving because you, like... Wow, if I bring that up, I'm not sure. Like, there's all sorts of unpredictable places it could go.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I mean, I'm thinking of your situation. I'm like, okay, what's the timing here?
That's
always the other question.
Well, and so it's on the way back, right? I mean, on the way there, I read a good deal from a book a lot, and we like to do that. And so coming back, and then, you know, kind of got tired of reading, and I'm like, how do I bring up something? And you do, And then your wife, like, brings the truth. And you're, you know, and this is kind of like, but I had that happen yesterday. I'm really glad she did because Gary Smalley used to say that, like, the wife, I don't know if this is an overgeneralization or not, but the wife has kind of a relationship-ometer that she can kind of tell you where the relationship's at any given point.
Huh.
And so I feel like Peggy did bring the truth. And, you know, so... It reminded me of the proverb, faithful are the wounds of a friend, profuse are the kisses of an enemy. Like, it kind of maybe hurts at first, but then it's really helpful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the things need to be talked about, right? I mean, often. And, you know, I think what I often do is just avoid them.
Sure.
And, you know, but I think you're right. I think that's exactly right on, that we have to have these conversations at some time.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not right before your wife is going on stage.
Yeah.
The drive back would probably be better, as you said. So,
I was on the drive back, and anybody who's coming to or from Minnesota, I mean, the construction at one point on the way back, they had like three lanes narrow into one lane. So that was a significant slowdown and everything like that.
Yep.
But, and I think, you know, I think what it is, like even this platform, and you're on 5-6 minutes a day, and I'm on, but I mean, there's just such a, I don't know. It seems like people can put you up on a pedestal. I'm trying as much as possible to be like we're real folks, right?
So you're not perfect.
Yeah, you cut us and we bleed.
Yeah.
And so, and I think with marriage too, like it's great to, it's great to stay married, but like it's a marathon, not a sprint. And just like you need to take your car in for oil changes and repairs, I mean, relationships need, you know, a lot of maintenance too, right?
Absolutely, they do. Yeah. It does take the work, and you know, and it changes over the years from when you're in your 20s to your 30s to your 50s and older.
Yeah.
I think the character of your relationship matures, and hopefully we mature along with it.
Yeah, I mean, think about this is a unique relationship, marriage.
Yep.
It is unique, yeah. All right.
100%.
All right, Acts 2:22-23 today.
All right, and that says, people of Israel, listen, God publicly endorsed Jesus the Nazarene by doing powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through him, as you well know. But God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to a cross and killed him.
Huh. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those two verses this way. Addressing the Israelites, Peter boldly proclaimed the truth about my son. Listen, Jesus from Nazareth, the very one whose works among you revealed God's stamp of approval, you delivered for crucifixion according to God's plan. None of this was a surprise to him. You killed Jesus by handing him over to those lawless men who placed no value on life. Beloved, you write, the crucifixion of Jesus was a part of the divine plan. His death was necessary for the redemption story. He stood firm in a world overrun by evil. Even the religious people bought into the idea that power was the only means of getting what they wanted. My way is wholly different than grasping for influence. Final thought.
What stood out to me was that he stood firm in a world overrun by evil. You know, and I think Jesus stood for love. And I think we're asked to do the same thing, even though there's so much around us that says seek power, seek control. And Jesus showed us a different way.
Power under, not power over.
Correct. Absolutely.
Thanks. Have a great day. Today's number is 32 billion. That's the number of Q-tip cotton swabs sold each year. 32 billion. Wow. You're not supposed to put them in your ear, though, but how many violate that? WWIB, 57 degrees, and our stand-up comic pastor friend, Drew Frelick from Detroit, Michigan, on the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
We share a birthday, June 12th. It's a great day to have a birthday. The other side of Christmas, you can't beat it. But I'm going to turn 60, you're going to turn 40, and I came across this story, Drew. It says, most Americans agree you stop being cool at this age, and this does not bode well for you. They say a recent survey by Talker Research reveals that 1 in 2 Americans admit to feeling out of touch with what's considered cool. The average age for feeling uncool is your age, 39. What are your thoughts?
So when you shared this survey with me, I think a word came to mind. The word is erosion.
Yeah.
There's this erosion of coolness that sort of happens. You don't notice it, you know. Like, I had my first kid when I was in my early 30s, had another one later, and you just kind of, you know, you're changing diapers, you're doing housework, you're kind of losing touch with the youth of, you know, America. You don't realize that it's eroding away.
Yeah.
And then you have these moments like erosion where all of a sudden there's just this landslide and you realize, I'm not cool. Like, you just look down at your pants that you bought at Costco or your wife bought them or whatever, and you realize, I'm out of touch. You know, I kind of feel like I'm slowly becoming a baby boomer. You know, I have so much compassion for the boomers because I feel like I am one now.
Yeah, I'm right
I
at the tail
my
end.
Parents.
I'm right at the tail end of the baby boomers. And, you know, they would usually say 46 to 64. I was 65 or something. I was born in 64. But, what happens, let me just tell you, as you approach 60, not 40, is you'll make references. And if you make references to anything from the 60s or even the 70s, people are just like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
I think you've done that on air with me sometimes before. Like, you'll say something, and I'm like, "What? Who is that?"
And you know, the thing is, you remember as you're growing up, and you remember your dad, right? He'd make reference of the 50s. I mean, that's just so long ago.
Unbelievable! I do that too now. You know, I make some references, and like people in their 20s are like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, right.
You know,
they say,
phone booth.
Americans feel most confident about keeping up with food trends, 72%, and music, 60%, but they struggle with slang, 40%, celebrities, 35%, arts, 34%, literature and fashion. How about you? What's the most difficult?
I think literature I'm very up to date on.
Okay.
So I'm like a big book reader, so I always kind of know what's cool with that.
Uh-huh.
With slang, I'm like so bad because not only am I going to be 40 soon, like 10 of, or 12 of those years, I wasn't even in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
So I came back, and it was like an extra time added on because I missed all the cultural references between 2008 and 2018.
Yeah,
so I'm like, it's like, I'm stuck in the early 2000s with my slang. So
yeah, that's a crazy amount. I was gone for a couple of years, but to be gone that long, for sure.
Yeah.
And then you added another edition of your commentary. You did that two sellout shows, this comedic sermon of 90 minutes, two parts, and you've added it on your actual 40th birthday.
Yeah, so we're going to do it on Wednesday, June 12th. Yeah. That'll be your birthday, my birthday. It's a special event. Yeah, we're doing a third showing. Both sold out, and I've gotten a couple churches that want to book that show this year, so we'll see how that develops. You know,
I have not ruled out coming and having standing room,
should.
But if I did, I'm talking to my 233,000-mile gold Honda Accord from 2005 and seeing if he wants to make the trip, so...
You know, if you come, we'll do a special podcast, Mark and Drew, live from Detroit.
And eating birthday cake as well. All right, well, hey, Scott Crepane knew about not being cool long before this segment even.
Some people tell me that I look kind of funny. My nose is red and the bases didn't work at all.
Weekend recap here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Halvo and Caleb with you on a rainy Monday, the 20th of May. And I guess going back to Friday night, called a Chippewa Falls baseball doubleheader. The Cards coming from behind in both games to beat Wausau West. Thanks to Jason Bob for joining me on that broadcast on WOGO. Speaking of sports, a highlight on Saturday was watching the Mavs-Oklahoma City game Saturday night. I mean, you're just a sports fan. I don't know. I think neither of our wives are the sports fans we are, Caleb, understandably. But explaining to my wife, like, I wasn't rooting for either team. You just want good competition, right?
Yeah. Woman and again, back and forth. And,
yeah.
And two MVP, the folks who finished second and third in the MVP voting were going back and forth. It just, oh, man, sports.
I know. And so Dallas wins it by one. It was dramatic. And they'll face the Timberwolves now in the Western Conference Finals. So that was fun. Actually, inspired by a friend of mine. I went out and tried running. When I hear you reference it from time to time, it turned out to be a run-walk. Mostly my exercise, my biggest exercise is walking the dogs, but trying to step it up a little bit. And so that was at least a start on Saturday. And Sunday, a big round trip to Rockford, Minnesota, the other side of the cities with Peggy, as she shared about Teamwork Africa. The pastor was gone, so I filled some of those pastoral duties. Great folks over there celebrating 160 years as a church. So that's quite a while.
Wow. Absolutely. Well, Saturday was kind of about R&R a little bit, trying rest and not relaxation, recovery. It just there wasn't a lot of sleep the whole couple previous nights. Just there, a lot of things to do. And so Saturday tried to catch up on rest a little bit, too, and just get back to a little bit better health physically and mentally. And then Sunday spent some time at church, of course, and then enjoyed some time at my parents' house, too. Grandma got out on the trampoline with the grandkids as well, too, and they loved that. And Teddy was out picking dandelions. And so just, again, I think I've mentioned, sometimes just stopping for a bit and just watching my kids play is one of the, the things that I enjoy the most, and that helps just bring calm and peace the most. So I really enjoyed that. And then Cooper had his baseball practice last night. Only got rained on a little bit. And watched his favorite Star Wars show, an episode of that last night as well, too. And that kind of did it for the evening.
There you go.
It's a Make Us Laugh Monday, and we always invite you to share your jokes at 715-396-1670.
Yes, good morning. My name's Doug from Sand Creek. I got a joke for you. I realize I'm getting stronger with age. I can now lift $100 worth of groceries with one hand.
There you go. Thank you, Doug. I think we have another one as well at 715-396-1670, as folks have lots of laughs to share this morning.
I was washing my car with my friend until she said, "Can't you just use a sponge?"
I enjoyed that as well.
The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Caleb, truly, 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 people don't understand. One of our biggest challenges every week doing this show is these six jokes. So here we go.
And people are like, "Man, it doesn't seem like you put much effort into those." But
that's a great joke right there.
That's my first one.
I'll give you that one. All right, Caleb, what is a physicist's favorite snack?
I'm not sure.
Fish and chips.
Fishing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. You know, once upon a time, there was a king who stood only 12 inches tall. 12 inches.
Huh.
Turns out he was a terrible king, but he made a great ruler.
Okay. Yes. There you go. Check the box. You know, time flies like an arrow, and fruit flies like a banana.
Oh, man. Well, you know, a guy tried to sell me a coffin. I told him, "That's the last thing I need."
Exactly. And I'm going biblical for my last one. Yes, his wife asked, Noah, where do I put the bees? He told her, in the archives. All right.
Those were pretty good.
There we go.
My last joke on a Make Us Laugh Monday here on the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-396-1670, if you'd like to contribute a joke as well. Yesterday, I had someone knock on my door asking for small donations toward the local swimming pool. So I gave the guy a glass of water.
You know, and not only were these okay, but the two listener jokes were really good.
They were as well. So thank you, Doug, and a youngster as well. We didn't get a name, but those were excellent. So trying to make your Monday just a little bit better here in the Wake Up Show.
Well, the nation's first black astronaut makes history at the age of 90.
This is a really fascinating story. Ed Dwight, the nation's first black astronaut, fulfilled his space travel dream at the age of 90 aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket. And this was a long, long dream deferred for him.
I guess so. Wow. After a 60-year wait, Dwight's suborbital flight yesterday included a brief moment of weightlessness as the rocket crossed the boundary of space.
His long-awaited journey marked a significant achievement, making him the oldest person to ever fly to space.
Dwight's initial aspirations to become an astronaut in the 1960s were never realized by NASA, despite President Kennedy's support.
Following his departure from the space program, Dwight found success as a sculptor. Man, he's talented.
You know, just last week, they had some of the sculptors with the Eau Claire Sculpture Tour gathering. His recent space flight, accompanied by five others, brought tears of joy as he emerged from the capsule.
Describing the experience later as life-changing, he encouraged everyone to embark on a similar adventure. Can you imagine waiting for something for 60 years?
Yeah.
For 60 years, and finally that dream comes true.
It's like Abraham and Sarah, the astronaut version.
Yeah, incredible. Thank you, Dwight. A lot of inspiration. Ed Dwight, the nation's first black astronaut at 90 years old.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, and with sports over the weekend, I was thinking about, you know, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, but this story is kind of coming up short for those with the name of Kyle.
Yes, and we told you about this. This is a follow-up to the gathering of the Kyles in the city of Kyle, Texas, that we told you about as they were attempting quite a magnificent feat.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, they fell short, though. They were trying to have the record for the largest gathering of people with one name, but they fell short despite 706 Kyles turning up at a local park.
I just would love to just drive by, roll down the window, and say, hey, Kyle. The current record for this is held by a town in Bosnia that gathered 2,325 people named Ivan or Ivan in 2017.
Remember the tennis player Ivan Lendl? Yeah. This is not the first time the Kyles have attempted to break the record, with last year's count reaching 1,490. That means, Caleb, that they had more than twice as many Kyles last year, so it's really the sophomore slump, I guess.
Oh, man. According to the Social Security Administration, Kyle is not one of the most popular names in the U.S., ranking 416th among male names in 2023.
Yeah, in comparison, the name Ivan ranked 153rd, so that's a lot more popular.
Yeah.
Especially I've got a nephew.
Bosnia, I would guess.
I've got a nephew named Kyle in the Ellsworth area.
So. Well, you know what? If they try it again, we'll see if we can send a few more down to them, including this fellow. His name is Kyle Kopecky.